Hello, and welcome to the Sunday service of Calvary Chapel Foothill Ranch with Pastor Steve DiNicola.
Okay, hello, dear family in Christ. For those who don't know me, my name is Viria Kratzert, and I'm from Costa Rica. I moved here about 2 years ago with my husband, and since I'm a little nervous, I brought my testimony, and probably I'm going to read it. It's very interesting because the day that Kelly asked me to share this testimony, I said, no way, I'm not going to come here. Later at night, by 2 o'clock in the morning, God woke me up with this story in my heart. And I couldn't say no to God. I said, okay, yeah, I'm going to share this. And also, it's a great opportunity to glorify his name in public. I grew up in a very traditional Catholic family. My father and 3 of his brothers went to the seminary to become priests. Only one of them was ordained, however, my mom and my dad wanted to rule the house with their ideal of Catholic perfection. And just as an example, of course, we went to Mass every Sunday, but we prayed the rosary from Monday to Sunday at 6 p.m., o'clock. I was part of the Mary's Legion, too, so I had to go to church every day and pray the rosary twice a day. We also pray novenas, which are like 9 days dedicated to a saint. And also on Sundays, we pray to the Holy Trinity after the rosary. So we were praying all the time in that house and participating in all the activities during the year. But I grew up understanding that only through Mary or any other saint, I could reach Jesus Christ. Anyway, I went to college and became a very confused humanistic psychologist. And after a long, long search for the truth, about 10 years ago, I accepted Jesus Christ with the Helaberts, a missionary family in Costa Rica. And since that moment, Jesus has been teaching me about who he is in my life. And when I was still a very young Christian, I was learning about the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And I was on my way to work. And it was about 45 minutes ride in a bus. And I was reading a book of Watchman Nee about the power of the prayer according to God's will. And there was a particular story that caught my attention. It was about this pastor that he needed to go to Canada by boat. But the weather was so bad, and he came out of the ship, and he commanded the weather to calm down. So that experience really, was very awesome to me because of his faith, his authority, and also because I had a similar thing the same day. Not the similar thing, but I was working for an international volunteer organization in Costa Rica, and I had to take this group of volunteers from the United States to this coffee plantation. It was a field trip, but it was in the rainy season. So the thing is that this specific field trip is very unique because it's with professional actors. And they lead us through the whole plantation and teach us about the coffee-making process. So it was like a unique opportunity, but it depends on the rain. And probably you don't know, but in Costa Rica, a normal rainy day is like 2 or 3 times more intense than a storm here. And easily it could get for hours. So there, sitting in the bus, on the bus, I look up the sky and said, rain, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you. So as you can imagine, during that morning, I kept looking at the sky, and every 5 minutes, very nervous, but with faith. And about 12 o'clock, we took the van to go to the tour, and I remember that I couldn't pay attention to the conversations of the van, and I just was feeling the cold air in my face, the 100% humidity in the air. And this anxiety on my stomach all the time. Oh, finally, we got there, and we were outside of the farm waiting for instructions when a huge drop of water came to my head, like very cold. And I was petrified. And then another one. So I experienced what I call a holy anger. And this, I don't know, I was start feeling this, my stomach burning and coming something to my heart. And I walk away from the group, but nobody could see me. And I look at the sky and I said, "Haven't you understood that I commanded this to you in the name of Jesus Christ? I'm not going to repeat this 2 times. So I went again with the group, and I was like very anxious, looking at the sky with this gray cloud. But suddenly the cloud started to separate it, and the light of the sun came through, like shining strong. And I was in awe when one of the professionals came and said, "You are so lucky, because this is the first time in weeks that you are going to be able to enjoy the presentation." My heart was beating during the whole presentation, and still in awe. When I came back to my house, I went up to the to my bedroom, and the first thing that I did was to lift up my hands like this in gratitude, but speechless. And then I went to my knees and started crying. And the words that came from my heart and for the rest of my life were, "There is power in your name, Jesus. There is real power in your name." Thank you.
We hope God has spoken to you through this podcast. Tell your friends, and please visit us on the web at www.calvarychapelfoothillranch.com.